Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished climate entrepreneur and a podcaster, Shweta Dalmia from New Delhi, India. Shweta, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, sir, for having me here, and thank you for inviting me on this show.
Thank you so much. Shweta is the founder of an organization called Climapreneur, and she's also a podcaster of the Climapreneur show. So Shweta, let's start talk about Climapreneur. Tell me about this venture and what was the motivation to start it?
So, you know, like Climapreneur, as the name suggests, Climapreneur means entrepreneurs driving climate action. Mm-hmm. And I've always feel that, you know, Climapreneurs have a special power that, you know, that can drive change. And as we are seeing currently, you know, climate change, climate action, and today we need Climapreneurs. We need more and more Climapreneurs coming together, working towards this goal. Because one thing I've always said and always believed is that climate action is transdisciplinary. Mm-hmm. It is not just limited to, you know, a scientist doing something or say just someone from the EV space. Mm-hmm. Anyone could be a contribution, like a chef, an artist, mm-hmm. anyone. Like you give me one profession, I can just tell you that how can that person be a contribution. Correct. So that is really the ideology behind Climapreneur, that diverse group of people coming together, working towards a common goal, but in their own diverse ways, because that is the kind of diversity we need. Mm-hmm. And through Climapreneur, what we do is we bring out stories of these incredibly powerful human beings. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you just one context. There was this one person who was in the podcast. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he has saved like billions of liters of water. And mm-hmm. to do that, in his college time, he set up a urine bank. Just imagine the kind of social stigma that person would have went through. Mm. So through this podcast, I want to tell people that this journey is going to be difficult just like any other journey. Mm. But you have to be at it. And these stories, their moments, like their moments of courage are going to inspire you to be a climapreneur. And if not a climapreneur, take actions in your space, like take actions, like whatever you want to do, because we just don't need solution creators. We need solution funders. We need solution amplifiers. Mm. So yeah, that is the entire approach.
How fascinating. How fascinating. You know, just before my conversation with you, I spoke to a young entrepreneur from Pune, and his whole focus is on resolving the problem of sanitary pads, baby diapers and adult diapers. Mm-hmm. And he set up a whole organization where he's, you know, so, and again, doing something amazing for the climate. But, you know, Shweta, for our viewers and listeners, tell us what are some of the climate challenges that you have been addressing and how are some entrepreneurs doing it? Give me some examples without names.
So, you know, I'm not like, I would not say that these are the challenges. Mm-hmm. I would say that climate change is opening challenges. So basically I call them, these are challenges in disguise. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Climate change challenges are opportunities in disguise, actually. Mm-hmm. So, for example, there is one person who created, you know, sustainable eco-friendly chocolates, mm-hmm. and the chocolate right from the wrapper to the chocolate, like from sourcing to the chocolate, is sustainable, it's eco-friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who are creating, like as you were talking about sanitary pads, mm-hmm. you know, the cloth pads, they're completely going different arena. Mm-hmm. There are people working in composting. Mm-hmm. So it's all about that, what you want to do. What area are you interested in? I'll give you my own example. I love storytelling. I love talking to people, you know. Mm-hmm. So I did something like I inculcated my, you know, passion for storytelling into climate action. Mm-hmm. So there are, you know, challenges are all around us. Mm. And all these challenges are opportunities in disguise, I would say. Mm. So, for example, someone is working on stationery. Then again, I had a friend of mine who is doing sustainable baking. She loves baking. Mm. And now she has made her whole baking process sustainable. Mm. So imagine the kind of change that's coming in. And just to give you some context, if you look on Instagram today, on Instagram, you know, like, so you will find so many Instagram pages, like so many small businesses coming up, and their ideas are so amazing. Like, choti si cheez se, they have done something really amazing. Like, okay, can I also do this? Like, is this possible? For example, someone making, you know, bricks out of these surgical COVID masks. Mm. How incredibly powerful is that?
Amazing, amazing, absolutely amazing. So, you know, Bill Gates had some time back said that the climate only has 10 years left, or the earth, or the universe only has 10 years left, because the way my generation of people seem to have messed it up completely. What are your thoughts on what is happening on, you know, with climatepreneurs and managing all the challenges of climate change across the whole world?
I would say that if Bill Gates has said that, Bill has also written a book on how to avoid climate disaster. So I would just say here that hope hai, and we all are the hope, no matter what age group we belong to, right. No matter how old, how young we are. I'm not saying that let's put the entire responsibility on the younger generation or let's put the entire responsibility on the older generation. Clearly, in this entrepreneurial era, we are seeing that, you know, we have seen like literally kids of 15 years, 18 years, 22, 25, all area, like all, you know, that age gap, there's nothing like that. Okay, this age group is doing something. Everyone is doing what is in their capacity. So I would just say that agar if you feel, if anyone feels ki 10 saal hai, just imagine the kind of seconds we have in that 10 years of span and take that every second into doing something meaningful. Because like that is how I see the situation. If you tell me, okay, Shweta, you just have 2 days. I'm going to use each and every second in that 2 day to do what I can do in my power. And just trust me when I say this, that just imagine 7 billion people coming together towards one common goal, working every second towards one. Wo cheez kya nahi hogi? Wo hogi. In India, we say na ki agar if you have belief, Bhagwan bhi aa jate hain. So can't we do this? We can do this. And it's not about the age gap. Everyone can do this.
No, I'm sure. What I meant
and was also, you know, like just to like, if you just move away from a little, like if you think of something practical, if you read Bill Gates' book also, you know, he has given us some really good points, like, you know, working in clean energy sectors or different sectors where we can work in. So it's not just, ki, you know, something that's very, you know, impractical. After it's just some, no, there are things we can work on. Like if an EV space, like, for example, Shark Tank, we are seeing these days. On Shark Tank, only how many entrepreneurs have come or working in this space, in the EV space, in different spaces. So I feel that there's a hope and we can definitely do that. And the chain has just begun.
Absolutely. And it's a snowballing effect. You know, once definitely. It starts to roll, it'll be very, very quick. So another perspective that someone was giving me was that the pandemic, the last 18 or 22 months has given Mother Earth time to heal.
Yes.
You know, you suddenly have started to see, you know, rivers have got cleaner, the atmosphere has got cleaner, barring, of course, the city you and I live in. But I'd love to get your perspective on what are your thoughts on how is the climate changing, or how is the nature healing itself, and how it's a matter of time before we, once we are let loose again, will mess it up again.
So, you know, one thing that actually, this is one thing that someone on a podcast told me that, you know, nature has this amazing ability to heal itself. The ability of the earth to restore, to regenerate itself without humans trying and going to fix anything. So that is one of the abilities that we saw in pandemic. Also, I would say that in pandemic, we saw skies getting clearer. There was areas where aquatic life returned. There were some spaces where we could see mountains from a really long, you know, from the really long distance. So I would say that this entire situation for everyone out there is a hope. We all see that, okay, I want to have a clear sky in Delhi. So the nature clearly told us that this is possible. And how, I think it was like 3 months or something, like we were into lockdown when certain things just started happening. So just imagine, the nature really showed us, see, these 3 months could do this. So just imagine what we can do. So I feel that all the people should take hope from there. And like when we say that we have 10 years, we have 20, 50 or whatsoever years that we are saying, we also need to work with the earth's capacity to regenerate and restore itself. So that is like how I view the situation. Like I may completely differ from what other people think, but like this is my perspective on
it. No, absolutely. That's fantastic. That's a great thought. And again, it's often been said that climate change is a victim of politics. You know, from Donald Trump, who said there is a problem of the climate change, to different leaders say different.
Right.
And that's what then becomes a trend for people to follow in different countries. I'd love to get your perspective on what does politics do to climate change?
So I would say that, you know, like I would not deny the fact that climate change is like not a victim to politics, but climate change is not only the victim to politics. You know, I would say that we all were and we still are imperfect in our own ways, be it politics, be it, say, for example, me, or be it businesses, be it individuals. So it's not just the politics. Politics definitely has a role to play. But like, if I have to say that it's only because of the politics, I would not say that. But looking forward, I would again say that now is the time that we all imperfectly come together to do something. For example, now policies are changing, you know, like different policies, for example, beat EV. I still agree that a lot of things are not going right, but we cannot also ignore that the things that are going right. So that is my perspective on that. I'll just say that, you know, moving forward from here, we need collaborative approach. Collaborative approach does not mean blaming each other. But, you know, there is a difference between blaming and accountability. I can hold the government accountable for things, but just blaming them and not doing anything myself is not going to solve the problem. And I feel that climate action here is to unite us, different sectors of society, be it government, private organizations, public, NGOs, entrepreneurs coming together. So let's just do what is in our hands rather than just blaming any one sector.
Very well
that
said.
Is like what I feel.
Very well said. And you know, today's paper, Shweta, talks about how household waste is causing 80% of the pollution in the Yamuna River. My question to you is that while a lot of people are aware of climate change, the general feeling should be, let someone else do it.
Yes.
You know, I'm only doing a very small, so how much will my changing make a difference? I'd love to hear from you how every individual can make a little difference.
You know, every individual has a power and they have got immense power, and we have seen, you know, right from our independence till now. And we have, India is a country where we have seen movements like Mahatma Gandhi. Okay. So I really feel that we all have the power to do what we want to do. But, you know, coming about, for example, you talk about household waste. So climate action is not something, you know, lab mein jaake, you're doing something very technical, you're doing, no.
Correct.
For example, if I talk about household waste, one of the things is the water that's going out from our drains. So I would like to know, like in your era, if I have to say, when you were, say, young or like when you were a kid, like my dad tells me at that point of time, the kind of cleaners you used to use were like, you know, Rita or like those kinds of water you used to make cleaners out of them. Even that time also, you guys used to make bioenzyme. And, you know, dheere dheere karke, these things faded away and now they're again coming back. Composting, for example, and gardening, growing your own food. This is few things which we can do at our places. And these things are therapeutic. Today, we are all are craving time with our loved ones. You know, we want, okay, I want to spend time with my father, but what should I do? You know, like I want some fun activity.
Correct.
This could be a fun activity, which is giving us good time to spend together, plus doing something that's good for the environment. And second thing I would definitely say is that I also like felt victim to this thing that in this fast-paced world, sometimes we are not living every second mindfully. The moment we start living every second mindfully, our choices will change. For example, one thing is that food waste. You would have seen a shift, like in, I'm sure that, you know, like my father tells me from his time, that wasting food was like, no, what are you doing?
Correct.
But today, like, you know, you go out of any cafe, you see the dustbin there, you go out of a wedding place, you see a dustbin there. And it breaks my heart when I see these little kids taking out that, you know, the waste that someone has thrown, just eating that. And my father is like super against food. He's like, Joby hair, just, you know, join your hands and have it. You cannot waste food. So food waste is again a problem. So these are the things that we all can do. And it's not something ki hum log specifically sirf climate ke liye kar rahe. It's something that a good conscious human being would do. And just trust me on that, that if you start doing these things now, your life will become more fuller.
So well said.
That is the way I look at it.
So well, and I'm so delighted. I mean, I think your father is giving you some amazing advice, because I remember when I was a child, we were not allowed to get up from the dining table if we hadn't cleaned our plate.
See?
You were not allowed to keep anything there.
Mm?
You know, we were conscious about how we would not be allowed to waste water. We would not be allowed to, even, you know, studying in Mussoorie, we were conscious about how not to waste heat or resources that go into. So you're absolutely right. But where do you think, Shweta, you know, the thing started to change, and what is bringing it all back again?
See, we have seen, you know, like now climate change is hitting headlines. People are talking about it. People are talking about climate action. People are talking about stories of incredible human beings across the India. Like, you know, someone has done something in a village in, you know, say Assam. their stories are coming on the forefront. I think one is inspiration, that they're getting inspiration. Second is obviously urgency. Like, you know, as you also said earlier, that Bill Gates said that we have 10 years. So I think one of the things is that because we are seeing all these organizations slowly and steadily shifting towards these things. So somewhere that is also coming up. Like, of course, some of them are greenwashing. But, you know, that idea of sustainability has started to float. Another thing I would say is that, for example, someone who does not know anything about climate change. And just now, like, we had a movie from Pragya. So that movie was like a zero waste set. And it was promoted so well. So someone does not know what climate change is, what environment, you know, like how to do it. So they are like, okay, what is this? Should I just go more into it? And they enter into that space. And also with the new wave of entrepreneurship, things are changing. And it has begun to change, I would say. And again, COVID, it has taught us to live, be more mindful of the choices we make. Also, you know, COVID has taught us a very important thing, to be living on limited resources. Like in the lockdown, I do not remember eating anything from outside. So I can survive without eating something from outside. I didn't purchase anything. So I can survive without purchasing anything, you know, like we started our podcast during the lockdown in the COVID times, and I was working on limited resources. So yes, I could start my podcast without being very lavish about maybe things that I wouldn't have needed. But just using, I'll tell you just one simple thing. I'm sorry if I'm just going a long way.
No, please go ahead. Tell me.
You know, like when I recorded my the first video podcast we recorded, so we didn't have any ring light. My first, obviously, my, you know, sister was like, well, let's just order ring light, because she's like so much into reels and everything. So she was very excited about it, but it was lockdown and, you know, we couldn't do much about it. So my brother, what he actually did, we had a, you know, like a waste cardboard. So he cut out that cardboard in the round shape, and we had that Diwali lights. So we literally put that Diwali light in the round on that cardboard. And that is how we used it. I still have it. So I hope you
spoke about it in how you managed to bring sustainability even in the lighting.
So I see, I will not say, like, I'll be lying to you if I say ki I have done something, you know, consciously.
No, I understand.
Being sustainable. But the idea was using the resources that we have, and see, we made it sustainable. Just by being mindful and being conscious about how to do it. So I feel that is the way to go.
Fascinating. So Shweta, I'm going to come to your podcast. I have time for a couple more questions. Tell me about the motivation to start your podcast. I know it's supposed to take the message of climate change. But what goes into making a successful podcast for the climate?
So, you know, I would say I always knew that I have to do something in this space. And, you know, the ideology of Climbapreneur has really stayed with me, I would say, since 2018. Like, it was just the term when I had. I still remember one business card that I did in 2018. It just wrote my name. I just wrote Climbapreneur. Nothing. We don't know that. We didn't even know at that point of time that Climbapreneur would become a company. Then in 2019, we went to Paris on an entrepreneurship program. There, we made our first logo from our own hands. It was like a logo made out of mud of Climbapreneur. And in 2020, we registered the company. So, you know, the ideology was that I always knew the power of, you know, these entrepreneurs driving climate action. I always knew that. But I didn't know ki how can I utilize this power. And then there was this time when I was figuring out what should I do. I could not find anything. I searched up the internet. I found stories of people doing incredible work, but I didn't find that what did they went through when they were doing this. And I thought that, Shweta, why not? Let's do this. Let's create a platform just for these champions across the world. And that is how Climbapreneur began. And when I started doing the podcast, you know, these stories of resilience came to me. These stories of hope, of grit, they started coming to me. And I realized that these people have done amazing work. For example, there's this one person who started her journey back in 2007. Imagine, us time pe to these conversations were not even happening.
Correct.
So what did she went through to create an enterprise like that in that time? And if she could do it in that time, I can definitely do it in this time. So that is the motivation, and that is what Climbapreneur does for people. If you say, I want to start something, you know, but I do not know where to start, I could be like, you know, maybe for me, people said to me that, why are you leaving genetic counseling? I was doing genetic counseling. Why are you doing something in air and water? It's an NGO. It cannot be a business at any point of time. So what should you do in that situation? So this is a platform for people to have examples, to have stories of courage, of hope, of grit, that if you want to do it, you can do it.
Very, very interesting. Shweta, on that note, I just want to say thank you so much. It's been such a privilege speaking to you. Thank you for talking to me, about, you know, such length on the climate, about climatepreneurs, mm-hmm. about what you are doing. And all that I can say is more power to you. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you so much. And, you know, like just one last thing I would like to say to people who are listening to this show that, you know, you all have the power, and that power lies exactly inside all of you. We sometimes feel our little steps are not making any difference, but your little steps are not very little. So without thinking that what my this step is going to do, please take the step in the right direction. And that is how we all can be here, and climate action definitely here is to unite us. Thank you. We all can do this.
Thank you. What a powerful message at the end on climate change. Thank you, Shweta.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.